It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. American farmers say they don't have enough workers to pick their crops. For various reasons, they say immigrant labor is getting harder to come by, and many farmers worry it's going to put them out of business. There is another school of thought, and that's instead of fretting about the labor shortage, find a way to replace the human workers with machines. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Before the sun is up, thousands of Mexican workers push through the turnstiles at the San Luis, Arizona border station. Port Director William Brooks says the legal workers are coming to pick the winter lettuce crops in Yuma, Arizona.
Not a lot of people realize it, but on an average day here this time of the year, this port processes between 25,000 to 30,000 people a day.
So this little tiny port?
Little tiny place, yes.
Once past the border agents, workers walk to waiting buses or pick up day work in front of a local convenience store.
Señor, buenos días, ¿cómo está? ¿Cafecito nomás?
Sí.
Their labor contractor, Jose Campos, grabs a quick cup of coffee. He says despite being so close to Mexico, he can't find enough workers.
Bastante grande. Bastante grande.
It's a big problem. To properly work a lettuce harvester, you need 26 guys. I've only been able to bring them 8 or 9.
One example is this lettuce field outside Yuma, where the grower is getting by with 25% fewer workers. But some economists say farmers should stop complaining and find machines to do the work. Lettuce picker Jesus Mitra scoffs at that idea.
Una máquina en lugar de una persona? No.
You want a machine to do this instead of a person? No. No, there's no such thing. It hasn't been invented yet. It's too hard. You have to have a person do it.
Or do you? Ag economist Philip Martin doesn't think so. He says when labor is tight, wages rise and farmers invest in mechanization. Like in the late 1960s when the guest worker bracero program was shut down and workers were hard to find. That led to the invention of the tomato harvester and yield soared.
By not enforcing the immigration laws, the government is sending a signal to farmers who hire a lot of unauthorized workers that they do not have to make that transition to a more mechanized, higher productivity agriculture, at least not right now.
By the 80s, Martin recalls, the Mexico peso plunged. Migrant labor was once again abundant, and for the next 3 decades, sanctions were hardly levied against employers hiring illegal workers.
We certainly saw that in the late 1970s when unions pushed up wages. That was a real decade of mechanization.
But Manuel Cunha, who heads a Fresno, California farmers group, says mechanization can't solve all of agriculture's labor woes, especially for farmers who grow perishable crops like strawberries and tree fruits.
We don't care about how a fresh peach looks or tastes. It may be a different issue.
Cunha wants Congress to pass the Ag Jobs Bill. That would create a special guest worker program for agricultural workers. He says farmers are mechanizing, but it takes time. And he says foreign workers are needed now. Fresno raisin farmer Trent Hammond isn't waiting for Congress to act.
Just tons of paper.
In his work shed on his family's raisin grape vineyard, Hammond pulls out huge rolls of paper that will be used to dry the grapes into raisins. Traditionally, this is hard work that must be done by hand. In fact, raisins are the most labor-intensive crop in North America. It takes 60,000 farmhands to work the 4-week harvest in the late summer. So Hammond is investing in machines that will replace nearly all his workers. Up the road on a 43-acre plot, he's ripped out all his old vines and is getting ready to plant new ones. These vines will grow straight out of the ground, leaving enough room for a machine to come through the rows.
We're putting in stakes. We have about 15,000 cross arms that we have to put in. We still have 28,000 vines that we need to put in.
And Hammond says once the work is done, he'll need only 3 field hands instead of 40. Ag economist Philip Martin says farmers have to move in that direction. He says there's no way that U.S. growers can pay their workers less than farmers in countries like Turkey and China.
The ultimate goal is if we're going to have a competitive agriculture 20 years hence, we have to compete on something other than wages.
Martin concedes that to do that, U.S. agriculture will look a lot different in the next 2 decades. It will consist of larger mechanized fields and less small-time family farms. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.